Welcome to Alphabet Flight, an encyclopedic Marvel journey where we go through the official handbook of the Marvel Universe and talk about the characters we know and love and have forgotten as well. My name's Perry, and with me this week is a close friend, though it's not really been revealed for a while, but eventually they kind of team back up again to take care of some real evildoers in New York City. It's Art.
Hi, my name's actually Jessica Jones. I showed up technically in the first issue of Spider-Man, if you believe the retcon.
A retcon into the history of Spider-Man. What a surprise.
Wow, that's weird.
That never happens.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, to be fair, she did actually show up. Okay,
yeah, no, she did.
We're talking
she did.
About a person who actually did show up in the first issue.
Yes, that is true. But it's just, you know, it's so easy to just... Anyway. Hello, everybody. Hello, Art.
Yeah.
Let's
they just like
yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm still on my thing. Okay. But like they basically just pointed towards a random background character and said, "Hey, that's Jessica Jones."
Yeah, I hate when they did that with Silk too.
They did that with I don't hate Silk. I just hate that
I like
she
Silk as a character.
Was like destined to bone down with Spider-Man until they made that not a thing. Yeah. Like I'm just saying, hey, that's a little horny, Dan Slott.
Yeah, well, I cannot say anything. Look, if you've been following along with the podcast over the past little bit, you know that Dan Slott and I are now in good graces. He unblocked me on Twitter, and he liked one of my tweets recently. So,
oh wow, wow, you didn't tell me that.
Well, it didn't happen too long ago. So he
that's
and it was
weird.
It was about him. It was about him unblocking me, though. So,
okay, no, but here's the thing, though. He knows that you exist enough to
to be like, oh, it's that guy.
So, if I swear to God, if I have to start actually like watching what I say about people on this podcast, I'm gonna murder you. I'm here to slander people.
I bring a sort of, hey, you should probably watch what you say about people to Alphabet Flight.
I am here to slander people and just do the fame.
Oh, man.
Drag out dirty laundry.
That's really, really funny.
Lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheat and steal.
Yeah. Well, like we said, we're taking a cursory glance at the character of Sally Avril, also known as Bluebird, in her heroic adventures. Art, we've already kind of touched on it a little bit. Is there anything that you want to bring to the table about Sally Avril?
The only thing I remember is when I read through the books earlier, I know that she is related to Spider-Man lore, which is, I wish I could say that was less common sometimes.
Yeah, it's a pretty
minor Spider-Man characters. Yeah. But she's related to Spider-Man in a way.
Yeah. You can, you know, throw a rock
Peter Parker,
and hit somebody
Spider-Man.
Who's... Yes. Sorry, we should have been more particular with that. But yes, real name, Sally Avril. No known aliases, secret identity and occupation, student, citizenship, USA, born in Middle Village, New York. No known relatives, no group affiliation, incomplete high school education, and first appearance as Sally Avril in Amazing Fantasy number 15 in 1962, and as Bluebird in Untold Tales of Spider-Man number 11 in 1996. Now, I figure we don't need to talk about Amazing Fantasy number 15 in that cover, even though you've already put it in the chat. So let's talk about Amazing Fantasy number 15.
Well, there's technically cover piece theater.
You're right. There is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, by the way, Cover Piece Theater is happening.
Here we go.
Cover Piece Theater.
Who's playing Spider-Man? Am I playing Spider-Man?
I'll play Spider-Man.
Play Spider-Man.
Okay. Well, first you need to set the scene.
Oh, sorry. So, for anybody who's never seen Amazing Fantasy number 15, hey, cut it out. Stop it. I'm creating content. This is what puts kibble in your bowl. She's still arguing with me. Also, kibble is how I feed my toddler. So,
Yeah,
sorry.
You also have to prevent her from biting her own tail all the time,
that
is, too.
Yeah, that was an off-air thing that we said. But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot. Anyway,
yeah, no, it's fine. and nobody knows what we're talking about. It's completely fine. let's just make everybody think we're insane. So, if you've never seen the cover to Amazing Fantasy number 15, this is the first appearance of Spider-Man. We've got a New York set in the background with a couple of buildings and some onlookers as we see Spider-Man swing across the sky carrying what we've always kind of presumed to be a villain or robber or bad guy of some sort. And Spider-Man has a couple of text bubbles saying,
"Though the world may mock Peter Parker, the timid teen dash Angel, soon they will soon marvel at the awesome might of Spider-Man."
Also in this issue, an important message to you from the editor about the new Amazing. There were four stories that featured in this issue. Spider-Man! With an exclamation point. The Bell Ringer, The Man in the Mummy Case, and There Are Martians Among Us. I like this note on Comic Vine as well that says the main cover is homaged by future comics. Like, wow, thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know.
Wow, had no idea.
Wow. I thought this wasn't a thing that's reproduced like millions of times.
Like, constantly.
Properly.
Now, like, I want to bring up two. There are actually two canon covers of Amazing Fantasy number 15. One done by Jack Kirby and the other done by Steve Ditko. Now, the Steve Ditko one's the more famous one.
Yeah.
Right? But there is a Jack Kirby one that is basically the same general action, but the way that Spider-Man is swinging through is a different pose, although he's still carrying a man that we presume to be a bad guy. So if you've never seen the alternate Amazing Fantasy 15 Spider-Man cover, I don't think it's as good as the Steve Ditko cover, but it's still different. It's interesting. I don't mind it.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. The way they focus is like slightly different, and it does convey, I feel, like a different feel.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Spider-Man, while he still had a you know, these superhuman aspects to his character, in kind of the same way that Superman developed over time to, you know, not just be like a leaps tall buildings, but he can also fly kind of notion. The Steve Ditko cover seems to imply that Spidey is, you know, really going between taller buildings, whereas the Jack Kirby one looks a little bit more street level. So,
yeah.
So that's it for that. Do we want to talk about the Untold Tales of Spider-Man number 11, or do we just want to move on to?
No, I just do the first.
All right. Sounds good. So Sally Avril grew up in suburban Forest Hill, Queens, New York, where she was a classmate of Peter Parker. Upon entering Midtown High School, Parker drifted away from his former elementary school classmates, while Avril began associating with more popular students such as Elizabeth Liz Allen, Jason Ionello, Sean Tiny McKeever, and star athlete Eugene Flash Thompson, who constantly antagonized Parker. Preoccupied with fame and popularity, the free-spirited Avril shunned the unpopular Parker, unaware that he had secretly become the costumed hero Spider-Man even after the death of his Uncle Ben. An accomplished member of Midtown High School's gymnastics team, Avril constantly sought more excitement and thrills, eventually collaborating with Ionello to discover Spider-Man's true identity in order to win a $1,000 reward the Daily Bugle was offering for the information. Avril and Ionello trailed Spider-Man across the city and eventually photographed him during a battle against the supervillain Electro, Max Dillon, with Avril assisting in the villain's defeat by kicking him in the head. To show his gratitude, Spider-Man photographed Avril and Ionello standing over the defeated Electro, a picture that was featured on the front page of the Daily Bugle the next day.
Good for her.
Yay. Yeah, that's worth more than $1,000, I think. Determined to prolong her 15 minutes of fame, Avril planned to become a costume crime fighter in her own right, armed with gadgets developed by Ionello's engineer father. Before making her superhero debut, she went to the Daily Bugle building to learn more about Spider-Man's relationship with the newspaper, where she discovered that Parker was secretly the photographer responsible for all of the Daily Bugle's pictures of Spider-Man. As the costumed heroine Bluebird, Avril showed up at Parker's house, threatening to reveal his secret career as Spider-Man's photographer to the rest of his classmates if he did not agree to become her photographer so she could get the public exposure she wanted. Instead of complying, Parker revealed his secret photography career to his other classmates on his own terms during a public speaking assignment for school. Undaunted, Avril continued her quest to become a popular crime fighter, interfering with Spider-Man's battle against Electro and the Eel, Leopold Strike, and inadvertently enabling the villains to escape after shorting out Spider-Man's anti-magnetic inverter, which had incapacitated the villains. Ignoring Spider-Man's warnings about the dangers of crime fighting, Bluebird convinced Ionello to become her photographer and interfered in Spider-Man's battle against the Scarlet Beetle, a monstrous insect that had gained sentience from a radiation experiment, forcing Spider-Man to rescue both her and Ionello while battling the rampaging insect. Again, ignoring Spider-Man's warnings, Bluebird spied on the Black Knight, Nathaniel Garrett, while he was recruiting henchmen and was attacked by his thugs when spotted. Realizing that constantly saving Bluebird was only encouraging her misguided belief that she was invincible, Spider-Man allowed her to take a punch from one of the thugs, which convinced her to give up the Bluebird identity. Bad guy.
Spider-Man pulled the same approach that when you find a abusive approach, when you find a child with a pack of cigarettes,
she just allowed the thugs
to just beat the crap out of her until she was unconscious. And then strong end.
Side note, you won't hear the echo on the recording.
Oh, okay.
That was just so you can, it doesn't matter. It's all good. However, as Spider-Man attempted to foil the Black Knight's plan to kidnap Elena Strakos, the daughter of the Archduke of Kasavia, Avril convinced Ionello to speed to the scene of the battle so she could photograph Spider-Man in action, resulting in an automobile accident that killed Avril. I didn't realize this was going to end with her dying. Holy crap. Okay. Well, huh.
That's it.
That's the end of Sally Avril. Interesting. Height, 5'6", weight, 110 pounds, brown eyes and black hair, but she wore a blonde wig as Bluebird. As Bluebird, Avril carried several simple gadgets developed by Jason Ionello and his engineer father. A retractable rope line enabled her to scale buildings, and insulated boots protected her from electricity-based attacks, while she used ether-filled Bluebird's eggs and blue paint pellets as offensive weapons. Avril was a skilled gymnast who incorporated her acrobatic abilities into her self-taught fighting style. And, trivia? No, that's fine. That's fine.
There's not much.
No, I don't think that, man, another one where even with the free space, I got nothing on the bingo card.
I was just like, I wonder if I could get a bingo card with anything about this person. And I got,
I guess,
Spider-Man. That's it.
I got was or is a teen superhero. I mean, and seemingly dead. But that's it. That's all.
Yeah, not much. It feels like this card is based a little bit better for side characters that showed up a lot or just like big heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Anyway. That's it. That's that episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/alphabetflight. Go follow the show on social media as well, at Alphabet Flight, to see all the characters that we talk about. You can also head to alphabetflight.tumblr.com. You can follow me at PRaider1792 or at my bourbon pod, and we will see you next time. Until then, may Khonshu guide and protect you through all your nightly travels.
Good night.
Good night.